Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. As it has been requested for quite a while, I'm doing discipline for full hour. So, let's enjoy some discipline. Hey, are you really serious about getting those three to join? There's no one else, it doesn't matter so long as there are bodies. But I wonder if they will agree. They're very particular. Stop mumbling and hurry up. Odakawa pushes me through the entrance. When we enter the dining room, the other three are sitting at the dining room table, killing time, waiting for dinner. We're home. I'm hungry. Okay, I'll make dinner right away, so hang on. You two are snug, coming home together. It's not like that. Odakawa brushes off their comments and begins to make dinner. I sit at the table with nothing to do. Hey! I try to talk to Kaneda, who is reading her book in silence, but she ignores me and keeps reading. The other two are engrossed in TV and don't even notice me. I look at the TV and see that their anime show is coming to a climax. Can I change the channel now? No, it's just getting good. That's what you keep saying, so I've let you keep it on your channel. But now that we know who the culprit is, let me change it. No, I let you watch your show last week, so this week it's my turn. Man, I remember this. Now you guys can just, I'll watch this on mine and you watch that on yours. It's not like, wasn't like that before. Like, if you had one TV, people would fight over programs and channels. I lived with roommates, I can tell you what that was like. It was hard as hell to watch the Headbangers Ball. I mean the second one, I'm not that old. The second one, they did the second one on MTV2. But it was hard as shit to be able to watch the Headbangers Ball. Oh, come on. We already know what's gonna happen, so let me see the end of my show. No, I will not let you turn my Conan off, which is still going to this day. Man. He's just, what? Conan's like a kid detective, though. Who cares about Conan? He's just a yucky, muscular old man. Yeah, well, you watch Hajime Kaneda, who's got a stupid name. They seem to be arguing over the two popular detective shows on TV these days. How dare you make fun of Hajime-sama? What about you? Wanna fight? Sure. Conan, punch! Kicking the honor of Bat-chan. Conan, punch! Kick in the honor of Bat-chan! They're getting heated up. Things are starting to escalate. While they're doing this, the end theme song is playing on the TV. Stop it, you two. The show is already over. Ah, my Conan! What are you gonna do about it? I missed the end because of you. Serves you right. You? This room is too small for this. If you want to watch it so bad, why don't you tape it? I interrupt them before they get raucous again. There wouldn't be a problem if we had something as convenient as that, but we don't have one. Now that she mentions it, there's a TV here, but no video machine. Why don't we buy one? You can get one for about $100 these days if you don't want anything fancy. No way. The person who uses it the most should pay for it. I don't want to either. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'd rather spend it on something else. Me too. How selfish these people are. You can buy us one as a gift if you want. Why should I have to do that? Yay, yeah, Takun's gonna buy us a video machine. Yay! I never said that. Stop making things up. Oh, come on. Besides, we've all given you some nice memories. What? I see. This is extortion. Do you want us to spill the beans to Otokawa? Not fair. If you don't want us to, give us money. Ditto. The three of them are ganging up on me. They're not going to back down until I concede. We're going to tell her all your embarrassing secrets. Tell what? Otokawa had finished preparing dinner and is bringing it out. Nothing. Nothing. Hayami-kun is going to buy us a video machine as a gift. Oh, Hayami-kun has deep pockets. Are you sure? All I can do is laugh and play it off. If Otokawa finds anything out, the baseball team plan will fall apart. When all the food gets brought out to the table, we get ready to eat. Let's eat! Can you hang on a second? What? Nanami... Yeah. Nanomiya protests. She was... No, what was it? Nanomiya. Nanomiya protests. She was just about to start eating. I have a favor to ask you all. Otokawa begins to ask them. The baseball club that Hayami joined is in trouble. They have to come up with 9 members by tomorrow or they'd be shut down. So far, there's only 6 people. We have to come up with 3 more people by tomorrow. It's just so they don't get shut down. Once it's okay, you can quit if you want. And you don't have to attend. We just need to borrow your names for just a little while. So that's all I have to say. Hayami-kun would do the rest of the talking. Me? It'd be strange if I did all the talking. You should ask them too. I stand up in front of everyone and take the floor. I'm not so good at these things. I think it would be better if Otokawa did it. I'm not sure what to say. The situation is what Otokawa said, but what I want to say is... Hurry up, I'm hungry. I want to eat. Ditto. The minute I take the floor, they start booing me. Amidst the heckling, I clear my throat and begin. So I'll keep it short. Please join the baseball club. No. Nope. Ditto. Ugh. I expected as much, but what can I say if their response is so clear? Hey. Hayami is one of us. You could at least consider it for a bit. I joined. You could lend a hand, too. Yeah, Even if it's a favor to you, I'm already in a club, and I really don't care what happens to the baseball club. I have the school fair coming up, and I'm also helping other clubs out. I don't have time. Ditto. I see. I see how cold you are. If that's how you're going to be, well, I have a plan too. Otokawa looks upset, and she says something unexpected. After tonight, I will no longer be making dinner. Ah! She got the last laugh! Look at that! What? All four of us raise our voices in shock. This is going to be a problem for me, too. If these three don't agree to help, I'll have one more problem on my hands. That's ridiculous. What does joining the baseball club have to do with dinner? Yeah, that's right. Not just dinner either. Cleaning, laundry, breakfast, lunch on days off. I won't do any of it. Wah! Sarin is revolting! Do you really think you can do that? That's like a death sentence for us. I was just volunteering to do it all anyway, so things would just be going back to the way they should be. No, the enemy is too strong. Commander, we have no defense. You will have to do it all instead of Otokawa. Miyagishi points at me. No way, I'm a guy. I can't do those things. This is the era of equal opportunity. The days of women doing all the household chores are over. Now is the time that men take over those responsibilities. That's not equal opportunity, damn you! Oh no, I can't think about doing laundry and preparing meals. Man, you're gonna be the worst wife ever. Me neither. I'd rather eat out every day and my clothes would be disposable. Just put them on and throw them in the garbage, right? My God. Ditto. What are they gonna do when they get married? Well, that's why marriage is in the gutter in Japan right now. Look, everyone. Miyagishi whispers to Nonomiya and Kaneda. They nod their heads in unison. When they're finished, Miyagishi looks at me and smiles. Oh, Nonomiya. Okay, so we can do that. You know, I suddenly have an urge to play baseball, huh? Yeah, Nonomiya. Yeah, I'll get these right. It's been a while. I'm going from the AVNs to the Aerogay, and it's a little different when you have names that aren't necessarily, you know, English. What a... What a coincidence! The baseball gods came down, and I seem to have caught baseball fever! Ditto. There was no hint of emotion in their voices. By the way, she said ditto like every fucking time if you didn't count or didn't notice that. So the three of us will agree to join the baseball club for a while. Really? Thank you. I appreciate it. Come on, Hayami-kun, say thank you. The thank you, it'll really help me out. I bow my head to them with mixed feelings. We now have 9 members. Appreciate my ass, you forced us to do it. Heh, you all look sweet, but really, you're evil. Are you bad-mouthing me? Not at all, we were saying how cute you look today. Ahahaha! Migishi tries to cover up. Now we have 9 members. I wasn't sure if it was going to work at first, but it's all good now. It's all thanks to you. Isobe and I would have been dead by now. I believe this from the bottom of my heart. If it was just Isobe and I bet we wouldn't have been able to find a single person. Can we eat now? I'm starving. Sorry, we're done talking, so go ahead and eat. Yay, let's eat! Nonomiya. Yeah, I think that's what you said. Nonomiya? Or Nonomiya? I don't know. I do not like that name. Nonomiya shrieks with excitement and begins to eat zealously. Hayami-kun, I think you know this, but since we're helping you out, you better not forget the video. That's got nothing to do with this. You don't expect us to help you for free, do you? You know what will happen if you don't keep your promise. But... It may be cheap, but how am I gonna come up with $100 when I don't even have a job? Besides, I'm not even the president. Why should I have to pay them? I think about how to pay for the video machine while I eat my food. I let out a big yawn and crawl into bed. A lot happened today. I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out, but everything worked out in the end. I think I'll sleep well tonight. And it's all thanks to Otakawa. She can be cold sometimes, but she's a really good person. Maybe she's got a crush on... Just kidding. No, I am in no position to expect a love story right now. I have to do something about that Leona Morimoto or I never will get to have my own love story. Tomorrow is going to be another big day, so I have to rest up so I can be ready for my battle tomorrow. Good night. Tomorrow is my victory story. I swear to myself that I will win and turn off my light. Boom, boom, boom. Just as I'm falling asleep, a low-pitched sound suddenly comes blasting from the other side of the wall. It's coming from Canada's room next door. It's a really fast rhythm today, and it grates on my nerves. Boom, boom, boom. Shut up. Bang, bang, bang. I can't stand it. I kick the wall I share with Canada from under my covers. There's no way that's going to get her to turn it down. I give up. I put a pillow over my head and crawl under the covers. Sixth day, Friday. As always, I burrow out from under the covers and feel for the alarm clock and turn it off. Click. I stretch and crawl out of bed. My plans to get a good night's rest were shot because of Canada's late night noise. I tossed and turned for a long time before I eventually got tired and fell asleep. I should get some earplugs. I complain about Canada under my breath and slowly get dressed and go downstairs. Good morning! I walk into the dining room wiping my wet face off. Everyone is already in the dining room. They're poking at their breakfast watching their morning TV drama. I take my seat and start my breakfast. Here, my application for the baseball club. Miyagishi finishes her breakfast and stands up. She practically throws her application at me. Thanks! This'll help a lot. I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it for the video. I'm gonna go get some pamphlets of some really expensive ones, so you better get your money together. Miyagishi says to me, full of venom. She grabs her bag and leaves the dining room. I told them the cheapest one. Here's mine. Nanomiya hands me her application. A round, distinctive writing is messily scribbled on it. I can't quite make it out. Thank you. That's all she says and leaves the room. Kaneda hands me her application without a word. Thank you. Idiot. That's all Kaneda says. She leaves. That's why I didn't want these three to join. Why are you looking so depressed so early in the morning? It's nothing. If you're done eating, let's get going. I leave the dorm with Odakawa as usual. So when are you going to report to Leona Morimoto? Odakawa asked me nonchalantly as we're walking. That's up to Isobe, but I think at lunch. Then I'll be sure to get you our applications by then. Thanks. Are you sure it's going to be okay? What? Leona Morimoto. Oh, somebody misspelled that. I don't think she's going to give up that easily. But she promised that if we have 9 members, she wouldn't shut us down. Once she gets an idea, she'll do whatever it takes to get what she wants. Agreeing to not shut you down means defeat for her, so I'm sure she'll do something in retaliation. Not that she's saying this, I realize she's probably right. She's got way more people involved than we do. And she knows lots of embarrassing secrets about me. If she attacks me like that again, I don't know if I can fend her off. Yes, I should have Odakawa come with me. Odakawa can talk to her better, and they're both girls, and Odakawa's strong-willed, so she won't be thrown off so easily. I have a favor to ask you. What? It'd be great if you could come with us on lunchtime. Me? Odakawa doesn't look too keen. No way, besides, I can't deal with her. Besides, it would be strange for me to go with you. I'm a new member. Oh, come on. I'll feel stronger if you're there. Not possible. Leona is much stronger than I am. This is a sign of weakness coming from the usually strong Odakawa. Come to think of it, I've never seen Odakawa and Morimoto talking. I can understand if they don't get along, but I wonder if they actually hate each other. You're naive if you think that I can stand up to Leona Morimoto. You can't handle her. You saw for yourself, no rules apply to her. I've heard that Leona Morimoto put Otokawa through hell once.
Maybe it traumatized her.
Come to think of it, Otokawa seems to ignore Leona's bad behavior. I'm sure she just doesn't want to have anything to do with her. But please, I beg of you, and hearing you say these things makes it even worse. Please, I'm begging you. I put my hands together and beg her. Even if Otokawa and Leona are sworn enemies, there's no one else I can ask. Please don't make me. Please. Otokawa thinks for a moment and then begins to speak. Okay, you just want me to go with you. Otokawa reluctantly agrees. I feel bad for her, but at least now I feel like we won't get totally run over. Isobe is completely unreliable. It gives me strength to know that Otokawa will be with us. I'm so sorry to cause you trouble. I promise to make it up to you. It is trouble. Why am I so nice? Otokawa sighs. She cradles her head and wonders how she got involved in something like this to begin with. We approach the school gates. We see that there is a large crowd gathered there. Okay, everyone line up! We're checking bags. Everyone open up your bags so we can see what's inside. Hey you, if you even think of running, you would be punished. Apparently these two are the reason for the commotion. They're both wearing armbands that say Public Morals Committee on them. What's this? The monthly bag check of the Public Morals Committee. They are the famous... They are the famous Public Morals Committee. Yuri Nishizaki and Momone Nishizaki. They're sisters. Can you see the resemblance? Their personalities are the same, too. They give Leona Morimoto a run for her money in the evil department. What? I don't know about that. Now that I look more closely, I recognize their faces from the social club. One of them puked, eating that unspeakable thing. They do this random inspection once a month. Don't teachers normally do that? Leona decided. The Public Morals Committee feel they can do whatever they want because she's backing them. The school truly is controlled by Leona Morimoto. If they see fit to call themselves the Public Morals Committee, their first task should be to investigate the social club. Otokawa and I get in line with everyone else. They run bag and body checks. Hey you, since when have pierced ears been allowed at this school? Wow, man, pierced ears. Can you imagine that being a thing to freak out over? People have pierced everything now. One girl gets pulled out of line. These are... What is your name in class? Class 3E, Miyuki Umizaki. Miyuki-chan, do you know what happens when you break the rules? But these days, everyone has pierced ears. Do you really think that's gonna fly with us? Momone pinches the girl's chest. Ouch! Hey. Everyone else is dying it, so you think it's okay for you to do it? If everyone died, does that mean you'll die too? Boy, that's a bad fucking translation. Momoe humiliates her in a way that even grammar school kids don't anymore. I'm sorry, I won't wear them again. Wow, they called her a hentai, which means they called her a pervert. If all you had to do was apologize, there wouldn't be rules, you pervert with holes in your ears. Yuri pulls at her clothes and begins to take her clothes off. Momone joins in. Her clothes begin to rip, making awful sounds. In no time at all, Umezaki is down to her bra. Her face is bright red. She's terrified. You don't have a belly button ring, do you? Why are you doing such horrible things to me? Some people have belly button rings, thinking they can get away with it, so we're making sure. But why here? It's because it's here that this is effective. People who break the rules must be made examples. But... Hey, shouldn't we check her nipples? You're right. I think we should check just in case. No, I don't have any piercings there. We can check and find out. Yuri gives Momone a single. Yuri gives Momone a signal. Momone rips Umezaki's bra. Rip! There's a tearing sound and her bra is ripped from her chest. Her large breasts jiggle and shoot out. She screams in horror that her breasts are being exposed to everyone. Wow, you've got big boobs. What are you eating to get them to be so big? Stop it! Don't touch them! Doesn't look like they're pierced. I can pierce them for you. Right in these pink nipples. Nope, please stop already! She begs them with tears in her eyes. Heh! I bet all the guys watching this know what they're gonna use tonight. No, this isn't true. Umezaki tries to free herself from this nightmare. She shakes her head frantically as if to try to wake herself up. It's very real. Look. That guy over there has a huge bulge in his pants. I bet if we took your skirt off of you, he'd come. What do you mean? This is what I mean. Drag. Momone grabs a hold of Umezaki's skirt and pulls it down in one go. No! Umezaki screams. Her panties are exposed to everyone. All that's covering her body now are those small panties. Look at her. She thinks she's wearing these sexy panties. Or is she wearing them hoping to get a guy? Cry. Umezaki sobs. She can't find any words. It's your fault for wearing pierced earrings. Is another kind? Now that you've learned your lesson, you'll never break the rules again. Umezaki has tears running down her cheeks. She shakes her head furiously. So to finish up, let's check down there to make sure you're not pierced. The blood drains from Umezaki's face. Sister, you're so cruel. You don't have to do that. Come on, you're loving this. You could tell? They giggle. We're holding up the line, so let's get this over with. Good idea. Momone reaches for the last piece of clothing and pulls it down. Umezaki lets out a shocking scream as she is stripped naked for all to see. Everyone take a look, this is Umezaki-san in her birthday suit. This is why I'm never quitting the Public Morals Committee. Unlike Umezaki, these two are truly enjoying this. So is Umezaki-san Pierce there? There's no piercing, but she's so scared it looks like she peed. Everyone looks on in shock at Umezaki's horror as Momone laughs and yellow fluid trickles out of Umezaki's crotch. After a while, Umezaki falls to her knees. Her friends rush to her side. After she regains her composure somewhat, her friends cover her up and they disappear into the school building. And the inspection continues as though nothing ever happened. Even the people who were shocked at first regain their composure quickly. Perhaps because they're used to this sort of thing. Some guys are even making jokes about it. Wasn't that going a bit too far? I asked Otakawa, who watched them in silence with clenched teeth. Even so, there's nothing we can do. It would mean making enemies of the student body committee who backs the Public Morals Committee. If that happened, there's no way you could stay at this academy. I wouldn't be able to stay here if they did something like that to me. I thought it was highly unusual for that kind of thing to happen publicly, yet not a single person did anything about it. Having said that, I didn't do anything either. I just stood by and watched. You should be careful. Do you have anything that wouldn't pass inspection? I'm fine. All I have in my bag is books and pens, and I don't have any piercings. Good, look, it's almost our turn. Otakawa's turn comes. Why, hello there, Otakawa-san. Yuri looks at Otakawa and greets her with a suspicious smirk. I'm sure an honor student like you wouldn't do anything to break the rules. Can we get this over with? Sure, sure. Let's see inside your bag. Momone grabs Otakawa's bag and looks inside. There's nothing illegal in here. Honor student, she's always good. Check her body. Sure thing. Momone obeys and begins to pat Otakawa down. Otakawa grits her teeth and endures the humiliation of being groped. Nice tits. I'm a girl and they're nice enough to get me excited. Momone squeezes Otakawa's breasts. Stop it. Otakawa glares at Momone and barks at her cold. Oh, scary. She recoils from Otakawa's prickliness. Nothing unusual here. You can go. Otakawa lets out a snort and pushes him away and goes through the gates. It's finally my turn. Never seen him before. She stares at me and looks suspicious. What are you saying? He's Miss Leona's... Oh, so this is him. When she hears this, Yuri grins and looks at me like she's devouring me with her eyes. I see, you're the new transfer student, Takuro Hayami. Yes, I want to run away from them and the looks they're giving me. Let's see the inside of your bag. Go ahead. I hand my bag over fearfully. I don't have anything that will get me in trouble, but I'm still worked up from witnessing that previous incident. Russell, Russell. What's this? Well, what? I freeze in my reaction to Yuri's question as she's rifling through my bag. Did I have anything illegal in there? Oh, it's nothing. There's nothing illegal in this bag. Then search his body, Momoe. Okay. She begins to search me meticulously. Hey! Stay still. I endure her groping me all over. When her hands get to my pants, she slips a hand into them. What? Calm down, I'm just checking your pockets. Her hand rustles around my pocket and starts to make its way towards my crotch. I have to search this part especially well. She touches my special spot. That's... Huh? What is this? Squeeze. Momoe grabs my thing from inside of my pocket. What are you doing? Just checking to make sure you don't have anything suspicious. Rub, rub, rub. She begins to rub my thing from inside of my pocket. Her hand moves like that of a pro. It's like she's doing it in the flesh. Hey, what are you doing in a place like this? Suspicious. Very suspicious. Look, it's getting bigger. Rub, rub. Hey, stop it. Everyone is watching. It's fine. I'm in your pocket. No one can see. Rub, rub, rub. Please, I'm asking you to stop. Grab. Momoe isn't stopping no matter how many times I ask her, so I grab her hand and take it out of my pocket. You're so violent. That hurt. It's your fault. How cruel. After all I did for you in the infirmary. Infirmary? Her comment triggers something. Why is she talking about the infirmary? Scenes from the nightmare in the infirmary play back in my head. I take a close look at her and I know what she's talking about. Hey, you're the... I finally remember, she was the suspicious nurse that was with Leona in the infirmary. You just got it? How could you forget me? I was the one who jacked you off. Well, I think I'd remember that little detail. That's why she's so good with her hands. Oh, so you two already know each other that way. I refuse to be the odd one out. Yuri licks her lips. I wanted to get out of there as fast as I can. You're done, right? Can I go now? I guess we have no choice. Yeah, you can go. They don't have a reason to keep me. Yuri lets me go, but doesn't look happy about it. I practically run away from there. He's going to be fun to tease. Right, sister? Should we do it then? You're really bad. Well, I am your younger sister. What took you so long? When I finally catch up with Otakawa, she's in a bad mood from waiting for me for so long. I can't blame her for being in a bad mood after that ordeal. I'm sorry, they wouldn't let me go. You should be careful. A lot of people have been busted and punished for things they didn't do by those two. Nothing good will come of hanging around them. I'll be careful. Look at the time. That was a waste of time. Otokawa looks at her watch and says resentfully, I'm gonna go ahead and get them to fill out their applications. I'll go with... Don't worry about it. It's easier for me to go alone. Okay, so I'll see you later. Trot, trot, trot. Otokawa runs toward the school building at incredible speeds. Not only is she an honor student, it appears that she's athletic too. I guess I should get to the classroom. I turn to go to the shoe lockers when... A car comes zooming towards us, making an incredible noise. Not again. The noise reminds me of Leona Morimoto. I wonder if she decided not to come to school in her fighter jet today. After downing two jets, I'm pretty sure she won't come in it again until the dust has settled a bit. It said on the news that the pilot was able to get out and that the plane fell in the mountains. They chalked it up to a training accident and made no mention of it being shot down. But hang on a second, her last car blew up with the assistant dean. Does that mean she has a new car? The rich have it good. I have to scrape together money to buy a video machine. The car squeals loudly through the school gates. It pulls right up next to me and comes to a stop. It's a bright blue sports car. This must be a domestic brand. I'm familiar with the emblem on the hood. It's not likely on a Morimoto to choose a domestic car. The door opens slowly and the driver emerges from inside. Who's this? I see the person and am a bit shocked. It's not Leona Morimoto at all, but a gangster-like man. What is a guy like this doing driving on the campus? I wonder if it's someone's uncle. Or maybe he's lost. I wonder if he has anything to do with Leona Morimoto, like a brother or a relative. Could be. The way he looks, his entrance. He could very well be related to Leona Morimoto. That blonde hair is very suspicious. The man throws away his cigarette and closes the door. He comes walking over this way. He stops right in front of me and glares at me. What, did I do something? Hey, you! He calls to me. I look around me, but there's no one else. Oh no, I guess he means me. Me? Yeah, I said you, there's no one else around. Is this place St. Arcadia Academy? Yes, it is. He looks around and squints, looking a bit unsure. Huh? It seems like a feminine place with all girls. I'm not sure why I got called to a place like this. Oh well, it's a good thing that there are a lot of girls. I will give the ladies a taste of a true man. The man laughs out loud. I don't know, but he doesn't seem like a very good person. By the way, who are you? I don't like being asked all the questions, so I ask him. Huh? Oh, you're still here? Me? I'm starting here today as a teacher. I'm Akaichi Ogiwara. Age 28. Oh man, I wonder if that's a GTO reference. Great Teacher Onizuka! People call me the Great Teacher Ogiwara with fear in their voices. Whoops, sorry about that. It goes black screen when I do that. I don't really get him, and he's a teacher. He looks like a gangster to me. He's got a foul mouth for a teacher. Is this the attitude a teacher should have? But what is such a suspicious-looking teacher doing here? Despite what goes on here, I had the impression that the teachers are pretty decent. Or maybe it's Leona Morimoto is up to something again and she's got this gangster teacher to come here. It could be. It could very well be. The guy has blonde hair. Mr. Ogiwara, there you are! The assistant dean calls out and comes running towards us. He looks totally fine even after what happened to him yesterday. He's got some life force. His wig is back on his head, too. Hey, so you're the Machida who made me come all this way. Oh, I've been waiting for you. You have no idea how eagerly I've been waiting for this day. The assistant dean grabs this Ogiwara's hand and bows to him repeatedly. It seems that the assistant dean has asked this man to come here. But why did the assistant dean hire such a gangster-like teacher? I've heard so much about you. I called you to have you save our academy. What an honor. I heard that before you came here, you turned Inugami Academy, the worst school in history, around. That was nothing. With my Ogiwara Spartan teaching techniques, 1,000 or 2,000 juvenile delinquents are nothing. Easy. Such encouraging words. I've been waiting for a brilliant teacher such as yourself. What's so brilliant? If this is brilliant, anyone could become a teacher. Leave it to me. Now that I am here, I'll turn the worst kind of evil around by force if I have to. I'm counting on you, Mr. Ogiwara. The future of this academy and myself rest on your shoulders. Just you wait, you little bitch. Your little kingdom is coming to an end today. The assistant dean has a victorious look on his face. He proclaims victory. It seems that the assistant dean asked this gangster teacher to come here as a secret weapon against Leona Morimoto. An eye for an eye. Evil against evil. Lawful methods don't work against Leona Morimoto, but that doesn't mean he has to call in someone like this. The assistant dean made it sound like this teacher is absolutely amazing, but he doesn't look at all like he has skills that impressive. Regardless, it's a good thing that there is someone else fighting against Leona Morimoto. And regardless of his character, it's highly encouraging that this person is a teacher. Let's just let him prove if these rumors are true or not. So where is this guy in question? I don't see any bad-looking guys around. Well, I'm embarrassed to say, it's not a guy, but a girl. A girl? Yes, this bitch! I mean this girl! She's so bad, there's nothing I can do! She truly has been sent by the devil! She may be bad, but she's still a girl, right? You can whip her in line by force. I think your ways must be too lenient. Well, I respect your views, but we just cannot manage her. She's not your everyday person. You'll see when you meet her. The things she does are outrageous. At this rate, she'll kill someone, and so I'd like you to do something about it before that happens. The assistant dean explains to Ogiwara, there is sweat beating on his forehead. Ogiwara must not get just how evil Leona Morimoto is. He's got a grin on his face as he only half listens to the assistant dean. The question is, will he still have this attitude once he meets Leona? I don't know how many delinquents he's turned around with violence, but I don't think that's going to work on Leona Morimoto. After all, she tried to blow the assistant dean up with her car, and she shot down 2 phantom fighter jets. It's suicide to even think of going up against her. He's gonna get killed if he's not careful. Oh, leave it to me. You just sit back, relax, and watch. Yeah. Such comforting words. I'm counting on you, Mr. Ogiwara. The assistant dean is acting like the savior has come or something. His tone is full of victory. He can do it. This man can do it. So has this girl come to school yet? Well, at that very moment, a loud noise comes from the skies above them. That's... The moment I hear the sound, I know right away what it is. The noise gets louder as it comes closer to campus. It's the sound of that fearful, evil girl, Leona Morimoto, coming to school. What? What is this noise? It is... As the sound comes directly over us, a large foreboding shadow falls on us. What the hell is that? Ogiwara can't quite grasp the situation. The noise and the shadow send him into a panic. I look up and see Leona Morimoto's personal use Harrier. What? What is that plane? That's her! That's the Leona Morimoto I've been talking about! The assistant dean screams and points frantically at Leona's Harrier. That? But that's an airplane! No, she's in it! The devil is in it! That's what she's like! Give me a break! People don't come to school and things like that! That's how she is. Norms and rules don't apply to this devil girl. As they sit there screaming, Leona's Harrier begins its descent. It's coming down. Let's run. If we stay here, we'll be killed. What are you saying? I can't leave my car here. Ogiwara doesn't heed the assistant dean's warning. He tries to run towards his car. At that moment... Leona's Harrier emits a high-pitched ring and fires as big holes open up on Ogiwara. Oh, wow. Ogiwara's beloved GTO. Ping, bang, ping. Ogiwara screams. Large chunks of ammo come raining from the sky. Ogiwara stands there in shock, watching his beloved car. The car was highly polished until a moment ago. Now it looks like a heap of scrap metal. It'll be cheaper to buy a new car than try to fix it. My GTO Ogiwara, the Great Executive Special! See that? She's trying to kill us! I'm sure she had a spy listening in on our conversation! That's what she's like! The assistant dean looks like he's gone mad. He screams. He looks like he's about to die. The Harrier continues to descend slowly as though nothing ever happened. The engines stop and it finally becomes quiet. The canopy opens slowly. Click! That's her! That's the devil's servant, Leona Morimoto! That bitch! How dare she! I'm gonna kill her! Ogiwara is so mad, veins are popping out of his out on his forehead. He glares at Leona as she gets out of her Harrier. Leona seems oblivious. She walks towards us. Good morning, everyone. She greets us with her usual unchanged expression. Sorry for the commotion. My finger slipped and I accidentally pushed the GAU 25mm Vulcan switch. Your finger slipped? If that sort of explanation passes for an excuse, we wouldn't need a police force! Oh, Mr. Assistant Dean, you look well. Are your injuries better? Whose fault do you think it was that I almost died? Mm-hmm. I could very well die of injuries, diabetes, and ulcers because of you. You look pretty good despite all that. The assistant dean screams at Leona. It looks like he's gonna have a stroke. So you're the little shit named Leona Morimoto. Ogawara takes a step towards Leona and interrupts. Yeah, I'm Leona Mor- Yes, I am Leona Morimoto, but the little shit was unnecessary, you blonde shithead. You're blonde too. I was born with it. It's natural. Yours has died. Don't lump me in with you. What? Hayami-kun, who is this man? Leona is tired of Ogiwara, she asked me. I don't know. Why don't you ask the assistant dean? Don't you put this on me. I don't know anything. The assistant dean doesn't seem to want Leona to know that he has anything to do with him. I'll tell you, my name is Aikachi... Aikichi. My name is Aikichi Ogiwara, age 28. I will be teaching here as of today. You're a teacher? I wasn't told about this. So, do you have any business with me? Business? Just take a look! Look at what that ammo you shot did to my beloved Ogiwara special! How much do you think I spent on that car? It's a special machine that was special ordered, and now look at it. So? What are you gonna do about it? Fix it! What can I do? Shouldn't you take it to a body shop or something? Shut up! Whose fault do you think it is that it looks like that? But I told you, it was an accident. It's not like I did it maliciously. Stop your nonsense. Do you plan to continue to disobey me? You look just like this woman that I hate. Just like her. Your face, the way you talk, your arrogance. Just looking at you makes me so angry I want to hit you. Go ahead and hit me if you think you can. Leona snickers and challenges Ogiwara. What, do you really think I can't hit you? Do you really think a low-class citizen such as yourself can raise his hand to me? Shit. In a flash, his hand goes towards Leona's face and he slaps her open-handed. The assistant dean and I and everyone watching shriek and freeze. The tension in the air mounts. The man actually hit Leona. You hit me! Leona glares at Ogiwara with those snake eyes. I hit you, so what? It's a teacher's prerogative to give corporal punishment to a student who refused to listen. I have never been humiliated like this. Do you really think you can get away with this? What's with the look in your eyes? Don't look at me like that. It pisses me off. Oh, shit. Ogiwara raises his hand again and hits Leona harder than he did before. You hit me twice. Not even my father has ever hit me. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem with kids like you. This is just the beginning. Now that I am here, I will re-educate you with my Ogiwara special techniques. Leona glares at Ogiwara with mouth pursed tightly shut in anger. I'm shocked to see Leona Morimoto looking like this. I think maybe this man is no joke after all, despite his looks. He did it! That man finally did it! The assistant dean is breathing roughly. He watches the two of them excitedly. Listen, rich girl, your time is over. Now it's my time, great teacher Ogiwara! Ogiwara proclaims his victory aloud. It is my era! My time is coming! The assistant dean, too, is laughing, drunk with victory. Did they really defeat Leona Morimoto? Let's have you fix my car, for starters. If you can't do it, I don't mind asking your parents to pay for it. Oh, you don't need to worry about that. Her parents are extremely wealthy. They're rich enough to buy the car manufacturer. The assistant dean explains to Ogiwara. Well then, Missy, let's have you pay up. I hear a sound I've never heard before. Huh? Crunch, crunch, bang, clang, crunch. Ogiwara screams as he sees the tragedy befalling his beloved car. His car, filled with holes, is now being crushed by a tank the likes of which I've never seen before. What the hell is this? Why is there a military tank and why is it squashing my car? Oh, that. I watch in shock as the tank crushes the car. Who's driving it? Leona Morimoto is the only one who can own something like that. Why, when the tank has finished flattening the car, it stops. Ogiwara is at a loss for words. He stands there in shock, looking at a squashed car. What is this? Is this a movie or something? What is a military tank doing here? The hatch to the parked tank opens suddenly. Hey, Gramps, we've run over something. But, miss, I just drove as you told me to. Quiet. What are you going to do with my brand new military tank? It's a scratch on it. I'm terribly sorry. I swear. Sounds like there's an argument going on inside the tank. Then a young woman emerges from within. Tanks are so small inside. If I had known, I would have stuck with the APC. The girl mumbles to herself as she gets out of the tank and appears before us. Good morning, everyone. The girl smiles a great big smile and greets us. There's something about her. Not only does she look like her, even the way she talks is just like Leona Morimoto. Oh, shit. Headmistress, what's going on? Are you planning to destroy the academy with this thing? Oh, Mr. Assistant Dean, you look well. This is a military tank that I recently purchased to commute in. It costs $9 million. I figured I should buy domestic. Commute? Isn't this a military tank? Where in the world do people commute to work in a military tank? Right here. He's right about that. Besides, a vehicle like this can't even be driven down the streets of this country. For personal use, it says. Oh, but I do have permission. Look, it says right there, for personal use. She has a personal use fucking military tank. As she said, it does say for personal use on the side of the tank. That's impossible. The Department of Transportation must have lost their minds! Sister! Leona Morimoto calls out and goes running towards her. Oh, Leona, have you come to greet me? I guess it goes without saying that this his mistress person is Leona Morimoto's older sister. The two of them are out of control. I bet everyone in Leona's family is this way. Sister, there's this man, and he hit me! Oh, shit. What? He hit you? She looks at each of us with a look of shock in her eyes. And that would be the one? She says and points directly at me. No, it wasn't me. Well, then who? I'd just like to say it wasn't me either. The assistant dean shouted out before her gaze fell upon him. No, sister. He's the one who hit me. Leona points at Ogawara, who is staring at his flat and beloved car. Hey, you over there! She calls to him loudly. You! Woman! Oh, shit. Ogawara has his back to us. He is so angry his shoulders are shaking. What kind of attitude is that? Do not call me woman. Come here and apologize. What did you say? Ogawara gets even angrier and slowly turns to face her. Hey, Ogawara, I wouldn't do that. The person here is the headmistress and senior administrator here. Ogawara's attitude is scaring the assistant dean. He's trying desperately to get him to calm down. It wasn't part of the assistant dean's plan to make an enemy of the headmistress. If she gets mad, everything could be ruined. Oh, shit. You're the one who should apologize, you bitch! Ogawara screams at the headmistress, glaring. It's over! He called the headmistress a bitch! My plans are ruined! The assistant dean cradles his head and passes out. A bitch?! Do you think you can speak to me that way and get away with it, huh? She glares at Ogawara. She begins to say something but stops herself. Do you think you can get away with this? Ogawara is glaring at her face and he too realizes something. You? They both look surprised. Oh, I see. You're Morimoto, Reina Morimoto. The second he utters her name, his bravado of a moment ago disappears. He shrinks and begins to shake. What is it, sister? Do you know this man? Uh-oh. Do I know him? I know things about him that not even his parents know. Lots of embarrassing things about his past. Reina snickers and looks at Ogawara with pity in her eyes. Don't talk about that. I don't want to remember it. It's been a while, Ogawara. It must be since college. I don't remember anything about that time. I've erased it from my memory. When did you get back to Japan? If you called me, I would have met up with you. Why would I want to contact you? You're so mean. You used to like me so much. Do you know what I had to go through to get over that hell? Sister, never mind about that. Oh, yes, you're right. So, Ogawara, I understand you hit my precious little sister. And if I remember correctly, you called me a bitch. The balance of power has definitely shifted. Uncle Waro was so strong until a moment ago, has gotten so small and is trembling like a kitten that has been abandoned. Did I say that? Yes, you did, and very loudly, too. That was a joke. I got caught up in the moment and slipped. Then what's your excuse for hitting me? Well, that was... He is verbally cornered by the two of them. He's sweating and shaking like he's got malaria or something. Oh, yes. You told me to apologize, too, but for what? That, you see, I wanted you to fix my car. I was just thinking out loud. Uh-huh, so that was your car that I ran over. Gramps, back up! The tank starts up again and begins to move. The tank rolls back, making a horrendous noise, and squashes Ogawara's beloved squash car even more. Ogawara whimpers in pain as he watches in shock what is happening to his beloved car. It's so flat you couldn't even tell it used to be a car. Not even the most talented auto body repair person could fix this. I feel so much better. Devils. These two sisters are devils. I can't help but feeling for Ogawara and the assistant dean. It seems that this man was put through hell. His luck must be really bad. It was a mistake for me to come here. This is what is meant by the mummy hunter turning into a mummy. Ogawara says weakly, sways weakly rather, and says to the assistant dean. Wait a second! What happened to your bravado? You're my last hope! I can't turn this academy around. And more importantly, I'm in danger. She will put me through such hell I'd rather die. What about me? You're leaving me high and dry! I'm sorry, you'll just have to deal with it. What? You're useless, calling yourself great. What's so great about you, your crotch? Do you think this is a joke? You made me expect so much and this is what I get? What about my dreams? Mr. Assistant Dean, what about your dreams? No, you see, I've been really into interpreting my dreams, you see, and, well, hey, would you like me to interpret your dreams for you? No, thank you. I see, oh no, I've got to go take my insulin. If you don't mind, I need to excuse myself. The assistant dean practically runs away. I think it's almost time for that assistant dean to go. Reina's gaze stops on Ogawara, who is thinking about bailing. Where do you think you're going, Ogawara?
Gulp.
Well, I believe I'm done here, so... What are you saying? You came to teach here, didn't you? In that case, you have to give me, the headmistress, a proper greeting. No, I'm handing in my resignation. But I haven't received it yet. We have so much to catch up on. Please, come to my office. She grabs Ogawara by the hand and pulls him. I don't know why, but I'm attracted to women like that for some reason. I mean, she's older. So, Like, what are you gonna have it? He's like, no, no way, no! It's like, how bad can it be? Stop behaving like a child. This is your headmistress's order. Like I said, I'm a fucking, like, just natural dom. So even though I might not have, like, the greatest stature, I've always been very firm. Basically, I mean, yeah, what can you do? It's both gonna be two people trying to dominate each other, really. It's like, no, you're gonna be! No, you're gonna be! It'd be really ridiculous. But obviously, we see that Ogawara is kind of a little bitch. Come on, now. You're gonna really let that headmistress scare you? Come on, now. Ah, I think I can take her. Help me! She's gonna kill me! Ogawara's pleas fall on deaf ears. She drags him into the school building. They're gone. The courtyard grows quiet. It's just me and Leona now. So, did you get enough members together? Leona sneers and asks me with a nasty tone. Hold on now. Gotta go check my walkthrough. Cause I don't wanna fuck this up. When I went too far. Just give me a second, guys. Oh, come on now. I know I've got it on here. I'll be damned. Try it again. Oh, it's right here. My bad. Okay, it says. Yes. It says to answer full of confidence. Sure did. I say full of confidence to burst her bubble. And we're 25 of 40 choices. Huh. Pretty impressive. You didn't sign up dogs or cats, did you? Why would I do that? I'm glad to hear it, she says without changing her expression one bit. I was expecting her to be bitter. I'm a bit disappointed. Or maybe she expected this all along. I hope she doesn't have some horrible scheme up her sleeve. Her attitude makes me uncomfortable. I try to look confident. Okay, then come to see me at lunch with your answer. I'll be looking forward to lunch. Leona disappears into the school building. I've wasted too much time here already. I rush towards the shoe lockers. I change my shoes in a hurry and go towards the classroom. Huh? Something feels strange in my shoe. I stop. There's something in my shoe. I take it off and look inside. There's something in there. What is it? I reach inside my shoe and take it out. I look at it and unconsciously yelp. It's an unopened condom. It's in a pink package, but I can tell by the shape and color that it's a condom. What is this doing in my shoe? I panic. I look around to make sure no one else has seen it. First period hasn't started yet, so the corridors are crowded. It looks like no one else has noticed the condom. It wouldn't be right to pull out a condom in a place like this. If a girl saw me do it, I'm sure rumors would start. But who would put this in my shoe? The first people that come to mind are the three from the dorm. I wouldn't put it past Mia Gishi to do it just to be nasty. Or maybe it's a message from someone I don't know. No, that's too straightforward. Besides, how am I supposed to know who gave it to me if it doesn't say? The only other thing I can think of is that someone is trying to frame me. Oh, Hayami-kun. I'm startled at hearing my name called. I panic and stick the condom into my pocket. What? I hide it in my pocket and turn around. In front of me are Momone and Yuri, the public morals committee who were at the school gates earlier. What are you doing here, and why are you so panicked? Nothing. Very suspicious. You're totally panicked. Well, I guess we'll just have to find out what those two want later on when I do Grimm's Hentai Corner with more discipline.